was requested by me to get ADIS underwriters on paper as to the possible implications of this program on ADIS continuation in its more traditional role as a secondary market, which utilizes the bond market to finance industrial development in the state. They expressed essentially two issues that that the community needs to be aware of. Anyway, I'll say that at the very least. First issue is that to the extent that you are using ADA resources to establish the insurance fund, you are, of course, removing ADA resources from availability of other possible creditors, which are all the bond buyers to date. Now that's obvious. In my reading of the resolutions of ADA, and in talking with bond counsel and underwriters, we're certainly not violating any covenant of ADA to establish this program. That's not the issue. But the issue is that ADA has a requirement to maintain income equal to 150% of its annual debt service if it's to remain in the market. And in fact, ADA's cash flows are such today that they are very, very close to that limit. And I personally wanted to make sure that the committee was aware that if you have plans for ADA in the future, for financing, their capacity for additional debt is very limited. And this obviously only contributes to further limitation of that bonding capacity. The second issue that Mr. Ingrassia raises in the Goldman Sachs letter is the question of the business nature of this program. And they suggest that ADA sells well to the financial community in New York because it is structured in a way and conducts its business in a way that is very business-like. Even though they cannot make money on the debt that they sell, they must by statute break even, they do conduct their business in a very business-like manner in terms of underwriting and the programs they run. They suggest that one aspect of this particular program as currently drafted conceivably would be perceived as a violation of that general guideline for ADA's administration, and that is the fees portion of the legislation. And that occurs on page 5 at line 7. The version currently limits by statute the fees which ADA can charge for issuance of an insurance policy on a loan to one-time 1% fee. Now, my sense is that fee would represent possibly the administrative costs of running the program, but there's nothing to reflect losses against the insurance fund. So consequently, if this bill were to come out in its current form, it would send a message that ADA's changed, that ADA now has a program that might be perceived as a giveaway program. We have not tried to balance ADA's income to match its possible losses on this, which is consistent with the other ADA programs that are run. I understand, unfortunately, I can't give you first-hand information, but I understand from talking with my commissioner that in his discussions with Elmer Rasmussen of National Bank of Alaska, that there was an expression from Mr. Rasmussen that the fees probably should reflect about the same rate as letter of credit rates would be if issued by a bank. One other comment, if I might, Mr. Chairman. On page 4, at line 8, there's a discussion of the interest on a guaranteed loan. To the extent that this body wishes to address or affirm the limitations that are placed on loans to be insured under this program, that you might want to specifically declare that the maximum interest rate means the maximum effective interest rate on the loan. Since there might be some confusion about whether setup fees and upfront points are part of the interest calculation or not.
Okay, John, that's section 4488550?
Correct, sir.
Okay, I'm getting a little confused here. There was some testimony by a witness that they wanted to revise that so that it had to do with the 65% revision of 65%, and your suggestion is what?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not commenting on the statutory limitations that the bill currently contains for the rate of interest that can be charged by the banks for these loans. I'm not addressing that directly. I am suggesting that for clarity purposes, in the first sentence, you might insert the word effective after maximum, so it reads the maximum effective interest rate, so that's a term of art in the financial community, so that it is clear that all the fees are included in the interest rate calculation.
Okay, thanks.
Is the word you're using effective?
Yes.
Questions from members of the committee? Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Were there any other members of the public that would like to testify on this legislation at this time, or 71? Sir, did you want to?
My name is Craig Bell. I'm the president of the Alaska Bankers Association, and actually not having an opportunity to hear about the, I'm understanding the proposal possibly to change the fee involved, and while I don't dispute the reasons that ADA may want to watch their profitability on the loan, I would add that the goal of this is to attempt to improve the borrower's cash flow and to make it a viable program in the current conditions of the I know that other people of the Downtown Business Association who was not able to testify this afternoon certainly would be concerned with that additional fee added into the refunding of the program, or the funding of this program.
Okay, thank you for your testimony, sir. Teresa?
Thank you. I also wanted to make one comment in regards to the letter from the law firm.
This one? Wolford?
That's correct. Regarding refunding of bonds, or the refunding bonds, I did share that. I was privy to that right before the committee hearing. I did share it with my boss, and he concurs with the first concern of the law firm. He did ask me to draw up an amendment, which I have done. Basically, it would, and I can pass copies of this out, but basically it would, on page 1, line 13, we would add after bonds, we would add other than refunding bonds. So basically it would read, after January 1st, 1990, the authority may not issue bonds other than refunding bonds without securing the prior approval of the legislature. And okay, that would address the first concern of the law firm. And the second concern, we do not agree that that is a concern. And we believe that if you had the opportunity to look at it, you will agree with that.
Are there any questions for Ms. Mazur, members of the committee?
I do think it's important to note that the bill is trying to provide a benefit to the consumers. It is structured so that a refinance cannot be done that does not benefit the borrower. And therefore clearly shall benefit the consumers and is intended to bring capital into the state, since currently the economic condition in Alaska, as we all know, is not very good. What's happening is that the secondary market will not purchase Alaska loans. So what this bill is intended to do is to, what if ADA can guarantee these loans, if they can just back them, then the banks, the financial institutions, can sell those loans to the secondary market, thereby bringing capital into the state so that more money can be loaned out to other borrowers. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Williams, I have a question. If we can, Department of Commerce, if we can clear up some of these concerns of the bond council and the other letter, some sort of committee substitute, where's Department of Commerce going to be? What's their position?
Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding that Commissioner Smith, as chairman of ADA, is supportive of attempting this program. And I certainly can't speak for him, but I'll try to reflect what I believe his rationale to be. Number one, we are, as you've heard today, in a time when some extraordinary actions are necessary to help the economy. It's clear that it would be very beneficial if we can spur new lending activity, to spur new business activity and industrial activity in the state. It would be beneficial to all of us. If this particular mechanism allows financial institutions the additional safety or security that they need to cause them to venture into new areas of business activity, business lending, that they might not now feel like they have sufficient expertise in, especially given the market, to lend in that area. If this gets them over that hurdle and gives them the comfort they need to start lending in new activities, then it will have served a very useful purpose. Number two, the comments of Jan Sieverts are entirely correct. The Tax Reform Act of 1986 has certainly changed the game for institutions such as the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority. ADA was one of the major poolers of industrial bonds in the United States. and under the old industrial activity bond programs under federal tax law prior to the Tax Reform Act of 86, they provided a very useful purpose in terms of providing lower interest rates for particular industrial activity than could be obtained in any other fashion. Today, ADA, with a few exceptions, is primarily in the taxable bond market. And as Jan indicated, they can privately place these loans for purposes of creating liquidity after they make a loan so that they can make more loans. They can privately place them for less than ADA can finance them through its bonding activity. This particular program, as an experimental program, would confirm or deny that.
Okay, do you have an opinion on the testimony we got about the revisions to those several revisions that were suggested on the 70% ratio, on the structuring on page 4, the interest guaranteed loan structure?
Mr. Chairman, I'm aware of the fact that the bill went to the Senate floor with a 75% guarantee, which I know was supported by Commissioner Smith at that time. I do not know what his sense is with respect to the 70%. I do know that he supported the 75. The other one was with respect to the interest rates charged by the banks. Is that it?
Teresa, yeah. Page 4.
4488550. Yes, and at this time, Mr. Chairman, I do not have any comments on
this. Okay. It would be real helpful to us if you could take a look at those suggestions by the witness and give us the department's position.
Okay, if I might, I'll check with your staff. If you're going to hold the bill today, I'll check with your staff and get specifically with the suggestions.
Yeah, because I'd like to figure out what the impact of the suggested change would be. Representative Menard?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry that I missed some of it, but John, you mentioned in your testimony that and I might have missed some of it, but in the reference that if this was adopted, it would make a major change in the direction of ADA. Is that correct? So was that your interpretation?
Mr. Chairman, I didn't mean to say that. I very possibly could have, Representative Menard. What I meant to say was that this would be a pilot project or an experiment or a new method for ADA to provide liquidity to the Alaska banking community. We're talking, I believe, about a $25 million insurance pool. It can be leveraged 2 times, so it can guarantee $50 million in loans. It's a very conservative program, not a particularly large program to start with. And whether in the process of running this program for its life, for its sunset, we will have answered a number of questions about the benefits that it did provide and whether this is an alternative way for ADA to do what it used to do prior to the Tax Reform Act of 86.
Okay. Any further questions? Then I'm going to hold this bill over until Tuesday next week, our normal meeting time. And we'll just try to, we'd really like to get that information as soon as possible from the department on that. If there's no further matters to come before the committee, we'll adjourn the meeting. I just like to mention, on Friday, tomorrow afternoon, 4:30, we're going to be taking up SB 357, and then on Saturday morning, we've got on the calendar SB 211, the tort reform initiative, the measure, and if we're not on the floor, we'll be here doing that.
A teleconference there?
No, that won't be teleconference. Maybe we'll get something done. This is good. Meetings.
On the, when we've been working on it in committee, we've been taking, I think, 461 and 211. Are we just going to concentrate?
We're going to take up 211 by itself, so maybe we can get something done, and then we'll come back and do 461 separately. Okay, meetings.
You had announced earlier.